brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
Welcome to the weekend, Bed Love Edition!
Watching the sun bake, all of your paradise covered with oil hurts. Storming my tent stream, all my football string. Smell those strength when they're beginning to boil. Wasting away.
The best version ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Matt, good morning, Matt Meyer. He's in the other room.
Just dancing.
I can't wait to see what that resort is like.
Jimmy Buffett covers
a lot of
never
piercings, Gary. A lot of piercings.
A lot of tattoos. Yeah.
Hey, Phil.
Ear gauges.
You're my Nick Saban today. I'm applauding everything you just did. That was outstanding.
When you find a gem like that.
Your Bedlam Edition screen, though, was very good.
Yes. Very good. I'm very excited about this weekend, and you should be, too. Spinozzi's going to break it all down for you right now.
The View from Where I Sit.
Let's go!
Featuring the morning animal Spinozzi. Sponsored by Louie's Grill and Bar. Where you come for the food and stay for the fun. Louie's. We're in your neighborhood.
Hello and welcome, my friends. Happy Black Friday to you. I'm going to have to get my breath go slow here because I am wound up for this weekend. Hopefully you got plenty of leftovers for a great day of football tomorrow. Once you get done, of course, with a hell of shopping today. And good luck with that, by the way. Stay calm. No punches thrown, please. Looking ahead, however, we wake up to Fox's Big Noon Kickoff and ESPN's Game Day, both from Ann Arbor, Michigan. They should make them fight each other. Like an anchorman. We're going to go. Raw. Pitchforks, bring them. The early game gives us Ohio State and that ridiculous offense of theirs. While you haven't been paying attention, they average 47 points a game. They average 47 points a game, and they invade the Big House for 115,000 Wolverine faithful. Hope to finally see Jim Harbaugh beat the Buckeyes 0-5 since showing up on campus there. And your buddy, your pal, will have lots of Christmas shopping cash if the khaki drops to 0-6 and then lose by 8. Come on, Buckeyes. 11 a.m. also gives us a game of great interest in Norman and Stillwater. Texas Tech at Baylor. Red Raiders 1-2 since firing Matt Wells, but they did beat Iowa State. So if that dreaded big win letdown strikes the Bears, well, we may have back-to-back bedlam no matter what happens in Stillwater. 2:30 gives us hope. And nothing but, because I really hope Auburn can play with Alabama. So does Nick Saban, I think. Because some awful teams already have playing with them this year, Florida and LSU. And I think the Tigers would love nothing more than to ruin the hated Crimson Tide season and holidays, but I just do not see it coming. Another afternoon game worth checking out, because why wouldn't you watch all the football you can on college football's final week of the regular season? Anyway, we got Wisconsin. They've rolled off 7 straight since a 1-3 start. We're looking to lock up a Big Ten title game spot with a win at Minnesota. Then, of course, we finally get the one we've been waiting for pretty much all season long. Number 10, OU, at number 7, OSU. Interesting numbers from that game. All about the defense, of course. Did you know? Were you aware? Are you cognizant of the fact the Sooner defense only allows 37 more yards a game on the ground than that stingy Cowboys defense and only 80 more yards passing? And despite OSU leading the nation in sacks, it's still only one more per game than the Sooners. So putting aside what you've seen with your eyes this season, as we do now, the numbers make this a little more even on that side of the ball than one would think. I'm just saying. I just hope it's a hell of a brawl we talk about for a long time to come, and if we have to do it 2 weeks in a row, even better, man. That's where I sit at the south end of the bar at Louis, proudly brought to you by BK and all my friends at all their locations, 15 around the Oklahoma City and Tulsa metro areas, so there is guaranteed to be a good time nearby. Louis Grill and Bar, we are in your neighborhood.
I don't know where to start, but I think you set us up very nicely for the weekend.
It's a day of days.
And you get a little basketball to kind of get you ready for it. Today's football is not very good. I'm not really excited about mini games today.
They've already started.
Have they? Is that right? Who?
Who's getting that 8 o'clock kickoff, 8 a.m. kickoff?
No, it's a 7 a.m. kickoff. We're almost ahead.
Are they overseas?
Seriously, who's playing? Yeah,
are they playing in Europe or something like that?
No, I mean, they start at 10, Baylor and Michigan State.
So they didn't already start.
You are not actually correct.
You lied to us.
All college basketball games.
Liar.
Oh, you're talking about basketball. Okay.
Ew.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about football.
Cool. Did you say there's an Oklahoma State game tonight, Oral Roberts?
You? In Tulsa.
Very nice. That's a good game.
A really good game. No, listen, I like a little college precursor.
Now, they
tomorrow.
Do start at 11 a.m., though, Boise State and San Diego State.
We'll not be watching that, but good luck to them both.
San Diego State's ranked 21st.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Curtis has to go to Target and then Walmart and then the mall. And
or I just don't want to watch that game.
Right, or really do anything else in life.
I've seen Boise this year. I watched four quarters of them. It's fine.
Kansas State, Texas started 11.
Arkansas fans get a game today, 2:30 against Missouri. You got a win coming there.
Good for Arkansas.
CBS, 2:30 is kickoff.
Arkansas fans will love that.
And Cincinnati. Did you say Cincinnati, East Carolina?
Why are you so anti-football today, Curtis?
I'm not. Yeah. It's not like a great
You're
slate.
Pooping on everything.
No, I'm not. I just said it was a great basketball day.
I'll watch Nebraska-Iowa.
Nebraska needs to just go ahead and get a win to finish their season. Come on. Finish somebody.
This is
finish
not,
somebody.
If it were Nebraska.
TCU and Iowa State play today, Curtis.
Okay,
come
what
on.
Game? What is that? What? How does that game mean anything to anybody? It doesn't. It's a meaningless game. I mean, it's fine. It's a guy. But it's not like
it means everything to the players. It means more to the players than it does to you.
No, I'm saying today's more of a basketball and catch up on some shows as you get ready. Tomorrow's the meet. Tomorrow is the
Apple Cup is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You got North Carolina, NC State. You got Utah, Colorado. These are decent games.
Spinozzi will not be watching the Apple Cup.
Okay, yeah, which the Apple
Cup. Yeah, Spinozzi won't watch the Apple Cup because he's banning all Apple products.
You're right. You're not an Apple guy. With two interim coaches.
Thank you, Q-Tip. You had a good catch.
So, Kerry, what are you excited
about? They should play on a blue field.
Which game are you genuinely excited about of that slate? Which
TCU,
one?
TCU, Iowa State, Utah, Colorado, Washington State, Arkansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa.
Okay.
Every page of that magazine
Kansas
is exciting for him.
I will come on tomorrow and ask Kerry about those games. He won't have watched any of them. I can promise you that.
It's long been said a day with football is better than a day without football.
No, I agree.
It's your final.
Why,
it's your final weekend of the regular college football season.
Why are you hating on a day with full of football from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.? My
There's
God,
no
all we
meaningful
think about
games.
40 weeks a year. We wait 40 weeks every year for those 12 weeks of college
what?
Football.
Tomorrow's a
and
great
you're just
day.
Like, those games suck.
No, well, I mean, I'm saying, what's the most meaningful game? What's the most meaningful game there?
My God.
What games? What game means the most? Cincinnati.
Every game.
What?
Cincinnati.
Come
does.
On, East Carolina.
I will
Rise
watch,
up, Pirates.
I will watch all the Cincinnati game. How about that? I'll give you that, Kerry.
Well, God, I know as much as Curtis hates this.
East Carolina.
Oh, now Kerry's crapping on the slate of games.
Listen, as much as Curtis hates this, we are going to have to talk football next.
No,
because we have an OSU practice.
That is a, that is a legit football game.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You hate football. Just admit it.
Okay. East Carolina, Cincinnati, 2:30, ABC. That game has a lot of meaning. It actually affects the playoff, you know?
Don't act like you like football.
Yes, just stop.
We are
you
the big fans.
Oh, Kerry. Kerry, you, oh, yeah, go celebrate your Nebraska game. Have fun with that.
We'll text each other during that game, Kerry.
You know
I'll text you during that
you
game.
You guys do that.
That's so mean what you're doing right now.
Well, Nebraska be better.
It makes
I'll
him happy.
It.
You know what? Why are you against Kerry being happy? Is
I'm
that
not.
What you're against? You're against football
I told
and people
him,
being happy.
I
you
told
hate
him,
them both.
I was happy to watch Cincinnati, East Carolina, and then he's like, oh, I want to watch that game.
There are better games on
No,
than that.
There's not. That's it. That's the one. Seriously, that is the best game.
Scott Wright, our friend from the Oklahoma.
He would agree with me.
Will be joining us next. He likes football, so I don't think he'll agree with you about anything.
Yeah, got a job writing about it and everything.
Yeah. He's got a real job, unlike you, sitting there judging people. We are the Morning Animals. Your OSU practice report is next.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.